Hello guys, welcome to another Morning English podcast. Please welcome Kara.
Always lovely, Kara.
No. So our topic for this day is gossip.
Gossip?
G-O-S-S-I-P.
Good. 那么这个 gossip, to put it simply, is when we talk about someone's personal life and their affairs,、mm-hmm. 就是个人的私事也就是八卦。
For me, I don't completely agree with gossip because it mostly happens behind the other person's、
yeah.
back. But I think it's something we should talk about.
So men don't gossip. Really?
Okay, sure, whatever.
No. 好，但是呢，这是一个非常值得聊的话题啊。所以呢，今天呢，我们就来跟大家聊一聊和 gossip, 也就是八卦有关的英文。大家同样呢，可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文去私信回复笔记两个字来获取我们今天配套的文字版本笔记。
So if you're already a professional gossiper, as like Kara, you need to know that there are some words that we need for beginning a gossip topic.
嗯，就八卦呢，通常都会有一些非常的 intriguing,
uh-huh,
是吗？非常 tempting, uh-huh. 非常诱人的一些开场白。女孩，你们懂的啊，就是门一推开，妖娆的走进来。
女孩，你懂
的。哎，你们知不知道啊？
Did you hear?You will never guess what happened.
Yeah, like, 就是要这种调调
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
OMG.
You will never guess what happened.
You never guess what Kara did. Like, she did a podcast with Day.
对，就是要用这种非常八卦的这种开场啊。
Yeah, you need that accent.
对，就像我刚刚说的 when we start, when we want to begin with gossip, we need to use questions that intrigue.
Mm-hmm. We always have to make the other person intrigued and guessing, so the gossip is delicious.
Mm.
So as we said, we could use, hey, did you hear?
Mm.
You will never guess what happened.
Mm. Did you hear? 就是哎，你有没有听说？然后呢 you will never guess what happened. 就是你一定不敢想象刚刚发生了什么。
Yes, yes, of course you won't.
Okay, now let us share some idioms and phrases about the word gossip.
Number one, kiss and tell. It is normally used when someone is gossiping about an affair.
Mm. 这个是不是有点 sexual?
Yeah. I'm not 变态 okay. Let's move on. Can you give us a sentence about this?
比如说 here is the latest kiss and tell about his affair.
Oh, yes.
就是这是他最近的那些风流韵事。那再给大家解释一下啊，这个 kiss and tell 呢，它其实就是一个人的一些sorry, 就是一个人的一些风流韵事，一些和 sex 有关的一些事情。嗯。
Now, number two, blabbermouth. Can you explain blabbermouth for us?
Blabbermouth 就是那种大嘴巴，中文来讲就是大嘴巴，就是那种藏不住秘密的人，一个秘密被他知道了，他就会到处讲。
Like you have that friend, like you tell them like the biggest secret in the world, like you killed someone.And they can't live without telling someone else. They can't live with it.
Yeah.
Like, Dylan is such a blabbermouth.
Yeah, Dylan is such a blabbermouth.
Exactly.
Okay. 好，那下一个我们要讲的是这个 spill the beans.
When someone is just making you excited for some news, like, they make you so intrigued and excited and they don't tell you,What word can we use? What sentence? What phrase can we tell them?
嗯，其实关键词呢是我们刚刚讲这个 spill。那它可以讲 spill the beans， 就是告诉我吧。就是如果有一个人吊你胃口啊，要讲不讲的，你就可以说告诉我吧。Oh, can you just spill the beans already?
Yeah.
或者对，或者你可以直接讲 spill it。
Yeah, just spill it. God damn it.
Yeah. 不要这样子了。
Oh, I'm sorry. Number four, dishing the dirt.
那这个词的意思呢，就是when we have something negative to reveal about someone, we use this phrase.
Kara, aren't you gonna dish the dirt about Jack?
就是把 Jack 那些脏事都给我抖出来。No, my lips are sealed. Don't you even try.
My lips are sealed. That is the perfect phrase if someone is pressuring you to spill the beans.
Spill the beans 刚刚讲了嘛，就是把这个秘密给抖出来。
Dish the dirt.
或者 dish the dirt 这个呢，就是更加脏一点的事情啊，就是更加不好一点的事情。那这个时候呢，如果你不愿意讲，你就可以说什么呢？你可以说 my lips 就是我的嘴唇 are sealed，就是被封住了。
Don't even try.
嗯。
Number five. Now, one of the most important things with gossip is to make the person you are telling to never tell anyone about the secret. It is easy. You just need to involve death.
对
involved up in every conversation you have.
最后一件事情非常重要的就是，当你和人家八卦的时候啊，经常你需要叮嘱他一句说不要告诉任何人啊，要威胁他。那怎么威胁他呢？就以死相逼嘛。那怎么说呢？啊，你可以说 you have to take the secret to your grave。嗯，对，就是和死相关，以死相逼，就是说你必须得把这个秘密带进你的坟墓，所以就是到死都不能讲。
So it is the perfect phrase to urge the other person to not talk about the secret until they reach their grave, because they're dead, you know, already. They're not gonna tell anyone.
或者呢，如果说你要向别人保证说我不会告诉任何人的，你就可以讲 I'm gonna take this to my grave.
Yes, I'm gonna take this to my grave, or I'm gonna put you in your grave if you're gonna tell anyone. Just involve them.
I'm sorry again.I'm gonna put you to grave.
I'm gonna put you in your grave.
I'm gonna put you in your grave if you tell anyone.
Oh, yes.
And you live in soul.
Oh, God.
如果你告诉任何一个活着的灵魂，就是任何一个活着的人的话，那我就会把你放进坟墓。I'm gonna kill you.
Well...Now you guys are masters in gossiping. You know how to say, you need the gossip girl accent, as we taught you guys. Oh my god, like you have to...
Oh my god!
Oh my god, can you please stop? Like
you can't believe it!
Yeah, you can never guess. And you guys learned the tips and everything. So thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast today.
And today. Again, 我是卡拉。
下次见。
拜拜。
再见。